So
David's digital dollop 296. We're in an Indian restaurant, another Indian restaurant. Michael Hughes. Oh, no, I shouldn't say. I should maybe a little game that people have to guess who's the drunkest youngin. But I've already given it away now. It is Michael Hughes. Hello, Michael.
Hello, David Andrew Eagle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Question for your dollar piece, David.
Oh, yes. Oh, good. I like good name. We haven't decided if that's an official collective name, but as we are on dollop 296, I think if we're going to afford a collective name, yes, we should have really decided by now. So let's go for dollar piece.
Indeed, that interjection was so long, I've forgotten what the question was.
Okay, thank you. Andy Bell.
Question for your
Just explain who's here. We have myself, obviously, David Eagles. Sean Cooney, who will be doing posing a question for dollar piece in a second. Michael Hughes is the drunkest of the group, and our producer and sound man, Andy Bell.
Question for the dollar piece.
Go on, then, question for the dollar piece.
Well,
yes.
Indestructible £5 note with the head of Winston Churchill.
Oh, we've got a bit of a brag to make, haven't we?
Well, I'd love to be able to say it if you'd let me.
Go on.
I will.
Go on.
It's all,
one thing with the dollar, it's all about creating drama and creating suspense.
We've got drama, David.
We certainly have.
I was told by my sister's boyfriend a couple of days ago that if you are to have. Thank you, David. That if you are lucky enough to get a new £5 note.
If you're lucky enough to get a new £5 note, I interrupted.
You understood exactly what I'm saying, David.
I interrupted that because Michael made a silly noise. Just wanted to make sure people heard that above Michael's weird noise.
Now, on each new £5 note, on the left hand side, vertical to Churchill's cheekbone.
Feel free to study your own £5 notes as we talk here. Follow along at home.
I will, indeed I am. Are you talking to the listeners? Hello, everybody. Hope you both well.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good, Sean.
They all seem to begin with the letter A.
Right.
But my sister's boyfriend told me 2 days ago that if.
Nearly 3 days ago. That's a lovely story, David.
That if yours begins with double A, that it's very valuable. And apparently, the word is that people have been selling double A £5 notes on eBay.
Good contribution, Michael. Excellent.
For a sum of up to £500, people have been paying for £5 notes with a double A.
Well, we have one. Very,
well, you don't, David, because it belongs to me.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. It's a young'un's £5 note,
no,
surely?
No, it's not. Indeed. No, it's mine.
Come on.
It's mine.
And I wonder if any of the dollopies would like to offer a higher bid, maybe. Because generally the idea is these are going to get rarer and rarer. And not only now is it a £5 note, but it's a £5 note that has graced the hands of Sean Cooney. Now David Eagle. Michael Hughes will touch it. Andy Bell might even kiss it. And he might even touch the £5 note as well.
Now, David Eagle.
Yes. So that'll put the price up even more.
I have some very poignant news for you.
Yes.
Dead or alive singer Pete Burns died at the age of 57.
So he's dead.
Now, in tribute to that, Davis.
And you know what? Apparently, there was another singer. There was another person from Dead or Alive. And when they put him in his grave, they put him in his grave the wrong way. And they had to spin him right round.
Yeah.
Right round like a record. Thank you. I hope this is still recording because it did tell me my battery was low. That would be a massive shame to have missed this. We'd just be wasting our time having a conversation.
Can we sing in harmony?
To Dead or Alive.
So here we go.
In tribute for Dead or Alive.
Yes, here we go.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. How do you think of that for the new album, Andy? Does anyone know what else Dead or Alive sang?
No,
it's the only one I can think of.
Another note there, David.
Oh, what's that?
Bon Jovi track, Dead or Alive.
Oh, Dead or Alive. I wonder if that's what they came out on the stage. So that would be quite good, wouldn't it? Which came first, though? You Spin Me Right Round or the John Bon Jovi track?
John Bon Jovi.
Surely the John Bon Jovi track, because that was always 80s. Was John Bon Jovi early 80s, maybe?
No, John Bon Jovi was probably like late 80s.
Oh, well, in that case. Well, Spin Me Right Round, it must have been like 1987 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 97 or something like that.
No, it was not 97. It was an 80s track.
No.
Yes, it bloody well was. Michael, Google.
Oh, definitely
90s. No, it wasn't bloody 80s.
No.
It was 80s. I'm going to score for 87.
I'm going for 97.
97 for Randy.
My name's David Eagle. Well, I'll clear it up.
Okay.
1985, the year that we...
Boo, idiot, Andy. You were 12 years out.
84 there, Andy, so...
No, it wasn't 84, it was 85, mate. Mr. Giddy.
But if we had a tip, then...
Papa
30 quid in.
We were born that year.
Yeah. But that was the thing. They always said the four great things that happened that year, the three of us being born and dead or alive, you spin me right round.
Well,
as the old adage goes, that's why I knew when it was.
Thank you very much.
Could
oh, thank
keep
you.
A copy of the receipt?
Oh, do you love it?
We can sell those on eBay along with our £5 notes.
Good night.
Good night. So as well as the man from Dead or Alive dying, Bobby V apparently died as well. As in, like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to
yeah,
you.
He did, yeah.
He died today as well.
And obviously the guy from...
Well, he wasn't...
That's Army Davis.
Oh, yeah, he died as well. When they first told me, I thought, who do you think you're kidding? But no, it turns out it was true. As we've sung Dead or Alive in tribute to that, we should now sing a bit of Rubber Ball.
Oh, yes.
Like a rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. A rubber ball, like I'm bouncing back to you. Bouncy, bouncy. Let's do a harmony on the bouncy, bouncy. 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 Yeah, he was on death's door for a while, and they thought he was going to make a recovery, but unfortunately he couldn't bounce back. He couldn't bounce back, could he?
Love a good pun.
Excellent. Good, I mean, that wasn't one, but...
scatter about someone who's dead.
It's the best, my favourite thing. My favourite two things in the world are puns and taking the piss out of dead people. Anybody else who's died in the last day? We've done that. Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think we're on the run... It's on the run first, isn't it? We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. But who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think all England's done.
Well, the other Jimmy Perry, if you're on about dead people at punch, he didn't just write Dad's Army.
Go on, Sean.
Right, Mr. Gimmy.
Go on, Sean.
Yeah, Daddy Die.
Daddy Die. Very good. That's the Irish version, I think, wasn't it? Daddy Die. And they wanted to put it on. They wanted to put it on, but yeah, they wanted to put it on. But unfortunately, the price was too high.
Yeah.
And he said, "Daddy Die a diddledum." That's what they said. It sort of worked. I couldn't quite think of it. Yeah, we're back to the mill. But this dollop has been far from run of the mill.
Yes,
but we are back to the mill where we dollop from again.
It's a lovely dollop, actually. This
it's been a good one for another week of schools.
Yes.
We should be back tomorrow for, I think it says dollop 295. So, yeah, we're back tomorrow. No, is it? Or is it 296?
I think it's 296.
I can't do
actually.
Your research, Michael.
I think it's
where's your Google in there?
I'll find out for you now.
I can never remember which one we're on. Last one. Yeah. Otherwise, I might be dead. You might be singing a tribute to me.
What would we sing in tribute to?
I don't know. I nearly fell over there. That could have been the end of me. I thought I was going to die yesterday. I don't know what would my tribute be. I need an Eagle song, really, or something.
Well, there is a Sheffield Carol. Yeah. Involves eagles, isn't it?
Isn't it?
What is it?
296, David.
Is that today?
It's today.
Well,
what's the eagle
will
carol?
By dollop 297 will Michael will Andy have remembered the eagle carol?
Well, I think eagle's wings has got to be it's got to be the one.
Eagle's wings.
Raise you up on eagle's wings. Bear you on the breath of dawn, make what? You to shine on like your sun, and on you will be calm.
That's a tribute to you, David.
What is Raise Your Own Eagle's Wings? I'm trying to remember what the song is. To him, isn't it? It's good Catholic.
To him, yes.
Good Catholic boys that we are. Dad'll appreciate that. He listens to the Dollops. My Catholic father. Hope you appreciate that, Dad.
You dwell in the presence of the Lord. You hope. His shadow for life.
It's just 3 hours later now, ladies and gentlemen.
The Lord, my refuge. My rock in my trust. And you will raise you up on eagle's wings. Bear you on the breath of the Lord. Made you learn thine all the sun, and all you in the love of his own.
The peddler, the soldier, will never threaten you, not abiding his presence of life. Honor the Lord,
and he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on, ride upon, make you the sign like the sun.
Amen.